Aisha Foundation moves Supreme Court. Aisha Foundation takes Nakiran to SC. Stop the vilification, says Aisha in court. Google, YouTube dragged into defamation row. Unmesh Gujarati sprouts. News exclusive Jaggi Vasudev's Aisha Foundation has filed a fresh plea in the Supreme Court to restrain Tamil publication Nakiran from continuing its alleged defamatory coverage. Accusing the outlet of a sustained vilification campaign, the foundation seeks damages of Rs 3 crore and removal of content across platforms, including YouTube. SIT investigates further. Aisha Foundation escalates legal fight over defamation. In a new legal twist, Jaggi Vasudev's Aisha Foundation has approached the Supreme Court against Tamil media house Nakiran Publications, alleging that the outlet is continuing to publish defamatory content despite ongoing litigation. The matter was mentioned on July 16th, before a division bench comprising Justices Suryakant and Joy Mallabhagchi. Senior advocate Mukul Rohatgi, representing Aisha Foundation, argued that Nakiran has not paused its allegedly defamatory reportage even after the Delhi High Court admitted a defamation suit in December 2024, where the foundation demanded Rs 3 crore in damages and removal of several online videos. Google was also named as a respondent, given the availability of the videos on platforms such as YouTube. Foundation seeks ban on further defamatory content. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has learned that Nakiran responded by filing a transfer petition in the Supreme Court, seeking to move the defamation suit from Delhi to Chennai, citing regional jurisdiction. However, Aisha Foundation countered by filing an interlocutory application requesting an immediate restraint order to prevent further publication of the contested material. Rohatgi argued that seeking a transfer does not entitle the publication to continue its vilification campaign. He emphasized that allowing defamatory content to persist while jurisdiction is debated defeats the very purpose of legal protection. We are a charitable organization with global followers. This must stop if Nakiran wants this court's jurisdiction, Rohatgi was quoted as saying. The Supreme Court has listed the matter for detailed hearing on Monday, July 21st, marking a crucial step in the ongoing media versus organization legal saga. YouTube, Google named in the legal crossfire. In its original petition filed on December 2, 2024, Aisha Foundation had also sought relief from Google, citing that the defamatory videos were being circulated widely on its platforms, including YouTube. The petition demanded not just damages, but urgent takedown of the videos, claiming they tarnished the foundation's reputation and misled the public. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIET, found that similar concerns have been raised by other spiritual organizations in India, with courts increasingly pulled into the tension between press freedom and digital defamation. Legal experts suggest that this case may help define how online media content is moderated in high-profile spiritual disputes. Sadhguru's Aisha Foundation. Past controversies. Resurface. While the Aisha Foundation enjoys widespread support globally, particularly among the youth and wellness enthusiasts, it has not been free of controversy. One of the most debated issues relates to alleged encroachments in the ecologically sensitive areas of Tamil Nadu's Velyangiri Hills, where the foundation's headquarters and the famed Adiyogi statue are located. Environmental groups and RTI activists have repeatedly questioned the legality of land usage, claiming violations of forest regulations and lack of transparency in approvals. Additionally, the foundation has faced criticism for lack of financial disclosure, despite being a charitable organization. Questions have been raised about the source of funding and the political proximity of Jaggi Vasudev with key government figures. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, had previously highlighted gaps in the foundation's responses to public accountability, especially concerning land and resource utilization. Legal case could redefine limits of media freedom and spiritual branding. This legal face-off could set important precedents around the limits of free speech, digital defamation, and protection of spiritual reputations. With social media acting as a potent amplifier, the Aisha Nakiran conflict is drawing national attention. The Supreme Court's decision will be closely watched not only by media houses and NGOs, but also by tech platforms like Google that are increasingly becoming intermediaries in defamation cases. As per legal analysts, if the court grants interim relief to Isha Foundation, it may temporarily muzzle Nakiran's coverage. But if denied, it could bolster regional press freedom narratives. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, will continue to monitor developments and legal arguments as the hearing resumes on July 21st.